Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, presented by the Southern Bank of Tennessee, and it is a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Boy, the text line has exploded about people and their thoughts on whether or not I should be the play-by-play voice of the future Nashville Major League team that we do not have. Though, let me just say this. If it is the White Sox who move, and I am the TV play-by-play voice of that team, I am, as an homage to the great Hawk Harrelson, I am bringing back his home run call, which is, you know, when a White Sox guy would hit a home run, he'd say, "You can put it on the board, yes!" And I would bring back the strikeout, the, you know, 2-2 pitch to Johnson, he gone! So I would bring those two back, just for everybody out there wondering. Now, the Titans have put out a video. I don't know if you would say they put out a TV show, but they put out a video. It was on YouTube and Twitter, and it was like 17 minutes long, and it was called Tennessee Titans 2025, the class of the Titans. And I understand this is a new trend in the NFL, which is pumping out pure propaganda, and the Titans are no different than anybody else doing this, which is let's take our access, which is, you know, behind-the-scenes videos, and let's pump it out there for our fans to watch so in the month of May and June they can glaze themselves over the, "Oh, man, did you see the way the coach talked to the players today?" The Patriots did a show like this on Vrabel. It was an hour long. It was actually over an hour long, and it was a total Mike Vrabel circle jerk. So this isn't new, and it's not unique to the Titans. But I watched the show, and I just have to be honest with everybody. I'm not sure what people get out of this. Like, I don't, again, it's 17 minutes, and it's about the draft class. And they have sit-downs with Brian Callahan and Nick Holtz, and all the players sat down. And here's just the first example of it. You know, again, this rah, 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 play like a Titan. Oh! And here's just the first example of it.
Stage one. Involving myself, you know, get with the guys that are around, learn as much as I can mentally.
Being a physical guy, moving a guy from point A to point B against as well, it's the best part of football.
Always helping the offense move forward.
My first step is earning the respect of my teammates.
Elbows back.
Drive them back.
Straight across.
Straight
across. Straight to the low plane of the back. We're ready. Go!
Ah, that's better. Ah! Like, what do you get out of that? Like, what do you get out of this? These guys sitting here be like, "We're tough." And that's another touchdown for Chimray DK. It's like, as a fan. And I know, I haven't even looked in the usual places. I know that the people, the Bobos, are like, "Oh my God, did you see the video they put out?" The same people that lost their crap over a 5-second video of Cam Ward throwing a ball to Xavier Restrepo 3 weeks ago are the same people that watch that. You know, they sit down with all the rookies and they say, in three words, what are the ways to describe your play style? Tough. Physical, fierce, competitive. We're a gritty draft group. That's what we need to be. All right, let me see. We get the pads down there. Let me jump, but now get down there. Let me 52 hut. Again, what do you get out of that? Well, like the Titans have access that nobody else has because it's their proprietary video. Show me why you picked these guys. Like, show me what it was that led you to picking these guys. Everything's on tape anyways, so now we know who you're going to pick. So show me the combine meetings where Femi Oladejo just absolutely won you over. Show me the guys in the room watching the Senior Bowl video where they said, "Boy, I'll tell you what, look at 13 right there. Look at the way he puts his hands in on that one." You know, those are the kind of players that are athletic, that can pop around the edge, that can give us a... Show me that. You made a trade on night two of the draft. You passed on Ezeraku. You passed on Iman Wari. You passed on those guys at 35 in order to move down to take Oladejo and Winston. Show me the conversation. Again, you can edit it however you want to edit it. Show me that. This video just showed me 15 minutes of, hey, is this Cam? Hey, Cam, it's Amy. How are you? I'm good, Miss Amy. How are you? I'm great. Well, I'm just ready for you to come out and be the next quarterback of the Titans. I'm really excited about that. Okay, thank you. We'll see you in a little bit. Like, that's all it was. That's all it was. And then they showed the coach talking to him, be like, all right, the important thing is the work starts now. And again, I guarantee you there are people that watch Brian Callahan in front of the team with the guy sitting in the meeting room with Brian Callahan saying, this is the NFL, the work starts now. That see this, ah, yeah! And again, I understand I am not the target audience for team propaganda. And I'm not even using that word in a negative connotation, propaganda, because that's what it is. It's a pep rally video, and that's fine. I get it. You want your fans to be excited. But give us some information here. Give us some behind the scenes. Give us some, show us work in the trade saying, you know, we really, really love that player, but I think if we drop down to 58, we can still get Femi. And, you know, we've got him ranked as the 23rd best player in the draft. So, I mean, I think we make the trade. What do we think? You know, show me that. That's what I wanted to see. Not, again, these guys just sitting down being like, you know, I think when you think of what kind of player I am, I think you think of a physical player. I'm sorry, outside of the kickers, are there any players that play in the NFL that don't view themselves as physical players? I mean, again, I understand that I am not, when the Titans put this video out there, that I am not the guy that they're making this video for. They're making it for the true blue Kool-Aid drinking, you know, let Rand Cook crew. I get it. And I'm not that. But at the same time, like, you have the resources to really show us why you like these guys. You know, was there a moment with Cam Ward? I hear about how, oh man, Cam Ward in the meetings. Well, those meetings are on tape. So can you show me? You know, those moments where Cam Ward, you don't have to show everything. Again, you can selectively edit this stuff however you want to edit it. But instead, it's just, you know, well, here's Cam Ward trying on a helmet.
Hey, Cam. Hey, Cam.
Like, I don't need to see the phone call between the owner and the quarterback that everybody knew the Titans were going to select for 6 weeks before the draft. I want to see the moments behind the scenes where you decided this is the guy that we're going to stake everything on. Even if it's made up for the cameras, I'm fine with it. You know, I mean, Robert Kraft puts out videos, but you get to see behind the scenes stuff. You get to see contract negotiations. You get to see trade conversations. You get to see Elliot Wolf on the phone turning over to Vrabel and Cowden, who are sitting down there saying, like, what do you think? Do you think we should trade the pick, or do you think we should take it? Well, Houston's offered this. No, let's take Trayvon Henderson. Why can't we see any of that? It's almost like, hey, these Titan fans are so stupid that these people, we just show them something. We show them, you know, Bill Callahan's in there. All right, son, get your pad level down, boy. Let's go. Let's see it. Ready, 52, hot. Oh, boop. That's what I like to see there. That's what I like to see. What do you say about that now, boy? What do you think? Like, that's what it is. Do better. Give me some information. Give me something new. Instead, again, it's, you know, how would you describe your play style? Tough, physical, hardworking, gritty. Yay. Just a little more. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number. We'll get to your phones. A lot of you guys want to weigh in on this. How many of you actually watch this? Again, I figured I'd watch it so that you people that have jobs that don't involve talking about the Titans, you don't have to watch it. And I'm telling you, like, there's really nothing special there, except unless you're one of these people that wants to see the propaganda. Now, Denard Wilson had a, they had an offensive meeting with Nick Holtz. They had a defensive meeting with Denard Wilson. We got to get to the Denard Wilson thing. We've got to get to this because this is probably my biggest problem with the Titans. in all seriousness. So we'll do that next. 615-737-1025. It's Stillman and Company on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
As an offensive staff, we want to congratulate you on being in this room, being in this camp. You guys all played with a lot of guys that would die to be here, right? It is a big deal. Our offensive pillars, we're going to protect the ball, protect the QB, physical run game, precision pass game. If you help us do those four things, you can contribute on this team. It's a 3-day job interview. How you do everything is being evaluated. From now on, the work starts.
That was Nick Holtz in the behind-the-scenes Titans draft docu-show, 15-minute video. Again, it's propaganda. That's fine. Not a big deal. But I just, you know, let's get a little behind the scenes. Instead of Nick Holtz sitting there saying, like, hey, now that you're here, this is a job people would kill for. Let's go get the work done. Instead of that, can we have something that's more like, you know, hey, again, you don't get have to give me strategic stuff, but hey, when you guys wake up in the morning, our focus has to be X, Y, Z. When we do this, we have to, can we just get a little of that? And not the, you know, corny stuff. But I have to get out to this. I've got to go over this Denard Wilson thing. So I guarantee you, again, the people that this video is intended for are going to love this stuff. They're going to go, oh, yeah. But one of my big issues with the Brian Callahan era of Titan football is that at times it feels like there's this desire to really do things that I would expect from a Pop Warner team. You know, things that I saw in the movie Remember the Titans. You know, those big speeches and dramatic, you know, I don't want them to gain another yard. You blitz all night. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans. And everyone gets all fired up. Like, that's great. That's a movie. So this was Denard Wilson. This was a behind the scenes in the video of Denard Wilson at the rookie minicamp. And this, I guess, is what he's preaching to the defensive players with a giant, like, PowerPoint presentation behind him while he's doing this. He wants them to play like Titans.
We talk about playing like a Titan, all right? And when we say play like a Titan, the T, and I suggest you write it down, the T in Titan means...
I suggest you write it down. I suggest you write it down. Go ahead.
We talk about playing like a Titan, all right? And when we say play like a Titan, the T, and I suggest you write it down, the T in Titan means tougher. We will play tougher for longer than our opponent. If you are not a tough guy, you do not belong on this defense.
Come on, pay attention. We only got one.
Really intelligent football players. They're tough. They play with an aggressiveness.
Hey. The second letter in there is I. It's for intelligence. How smart are you? How fast can you pick up the system? And how fast you can play?
Rock and roll. Hey, we on discipline. Hey. Discipline on three. One, two, three, discipline.
The second T means for together.
Great communication. Great communication.
Because a team that fails to connect is a team that fails to win. The A means aggressive. We play an aggressive style of football. We defend every blade of grass. And the last thing is, we play nasty.
You want guys that I think this rookie class embodies a lot of.
We play through the echo of the whistle.
Guys that really love playing football.
We impose our will.
They love winning more than anything else.
And we make people feel who we are.
You want a bunch of guys that love to win. And they'll do whatever it takes to put themselves in that position.
Hey, hands on the field! Stop walking on my field!
That's what it means to play like a Titan.
I mean, talk about rah-rah. Like, again, I'm listening to this, and I'm just expecting Denzel Washington to come out and say, don't let anything come between us. Nothing tears us apart. In Greek mythology, the Titans were greater even than the gods. They ruled their universe with absolute power. With that football field out there tonight, that's our universe. Let's rule it like Titans. Ah! I mean, my favorite thing in that is I've been making fun of this the whole day. And it, well, I've been making fun of it for 23 minutes. But I've been making fun of this video. And the whole thing I keep saying every time I do that is I go, the raw! And so then Denard Wilson does this T for tough. He's like, okay, so now we're going to spell out Titan. T is for toughness. But write this down because this is very important. T is for toughness. And the first thing you hear is, ah! Can we play that beginning part again? Again, I mean, this rah-rah, this ah! Listen to the beginning of this and how they splice the audio with the... It's just so funny listening to this audio.
All right? And when we say play like a Titan, the T, and I suggest you write it down, the T in Titan means tougher.
Ah! We defend every blade of the grass. Ah! Like, maybe I'm different than the guys, you know, because I'm 35 years old. I'm not coming from college. I'm not trying out on a rookie mini camp. But, I mean, come on now. Like, I mean, seriously. Like, I'd be sitting here listening and being like, and a team that fails to come together is a team that does not win. Yes, Jared. How many games did you win last year, coach? Well, let's not get into that. I mean, again, like Nick Saban said this to me one time, and it's really stuck with me. And he said one of the things that really bothers him about society is that oftentimes he believes people are just hired and they're just told, here you go, now go do the job. And he used the example of being on the radio, and he said, I think, you know, they probably just say, okay, well, you know, here, you're on the radio. Here's a microphone. Go. And he's like, that's how way too many things in life get done. And in Alabama, that's not what we do. At Alabama, what we do is we bring somebody into the organization, we set the expectations, and then we tell them, okay, we're going to give you every tool you need to succeed. And then we're going to make sure that you understand how to use those tools, and then you're going to do it. Nick Saban gets on the coaches during the meetings in the morning before the players even show up, saying, does anybody not understand? Because I am telling you what I want you to tell the players, so when we get out on the practice field, we're not wasting any time on the practice field. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. That's a lot different than the A stands for aggressive. I mean, like when we hired Caroline, and I wasn't Caroline's supervisor, but, I mean, Caroline was working on my show. And when we hired Caroline, I really focused on making sure this was the first time I had ever been in this kind of position that, like, I'm like, I want to outline expectations. It wasn't a, we're going to be tougher. Ah! It was more like a, hey, if I have a problem with something, I'm going to address it with you. And I don't want you to be upset about it. Just know I'm trying to get to the crux of it. I want to get through to it. And then we move on. Reed, we had similar conversations about that when you got hired. It was like, hey, you know, this is how I can be kind of an a-hole sometimes. I want things done a certain way. But like, you know, these are the expectations. And if you have any questions, let me know and let's go forward with it. And not again, we're going to be a tougher radio show, David Reed. Ah!
That's exactly why you told me. You spelled out Stillman. You said the T is for toughness. And if you're not tough enough, you don't need to be here.
What's the S for?
You don't want to know. We can't say that on the radio.
Okay. Again, just... Ah! Somebody into the text line says, you lack a competitive bone in your body. You're reaching. God forbid he have his own way of motivating his team. Have you seen the Lions coach? I mean, the Lions coach, that behind-the-scenes stuff, like, I watched Hard Knocks when he did it. That stuff was, like, you know, getting through to the player. That stuff was more just corny. That's what this is corny. You know, Dan Campbell's like in tears, like, I love you, brothers, and I'll do whatever it takes for you. And if you've got a problem, you come see me, you this, you. Like, that's the behind the scenes stuff I want to see. Not, again, T stands for thorough. I stands for individual. T stands for toboggan, which we will wear on our head when it is cold outside. A st- stands for ass, which we get kicked on Sunday. N stands for night games that we do not play. And S, like David Reed said, we don't want to say that word on the air.
Maybe someone leaked this video to Jeffrey Simmons, and that's why he's not here. He's like, I'm not any of those things. I'm not tough.
I'm not intelligent.
I don't want to play together with you guys.
I didn't think about it like that. I think that's well said. One text says, you've clearly never played football. These kind of speeches are part of every team's coaching and training. A fat, middle-aged guy with man boobs who would pee his own pants if one of these guys came to him should not be making fun of solid and important parts of football. I read Bill Belichick's book. Well, read is a stretch. I listened to it on Audible. Bill Belichick does an entire chapter where he talks about the idea of the rah-rah speech is stupid. And again, Belichick's doing a lot of stupid things out there, so he's not the complete gospel in the world, but come on now. Like, Belichick was like, I'm not going to sit here and go rah-rah at halftime. That's not what happens in real life. But it does happen on the Titans YouTube show. Ah! Hey, write this down, because this is important. This is very important. Write this down. Ah! Phones, 615-737-1025, Stillman and Company, 1025-1063 The Game.
We talk about playing like a Titan. All right? And when we say play like a Titan, the T, and I suggest you write it down, the T in Titan means tougher. We will play tougher for longer than our opponent. If you are not a tough guy, you do not belong on this defense.
Come on, pay attention. You only got one.
Really intelligent football players. They're tough. They play with an aggressiveness. Hey.
The second letter in there is I. It's for intelligence. How smart are you? How fast can you pick up the system? And how fast you can play?
Discipline on three. One, two, three, discipline.
The second T means for together.
Great communication. Great communication.
Because a team that fails to connect is a team that fails to win.
Close left.
Yeah. Yeah. The A means aggressive. We play an aggressive style of football. We defend every blade of grass. And the last thing is, you play nasty.
You know, you want guys that I think this rookie class embodies a lot of.
We play through the echo of the whistle.
Guys that really love playing football.
We impose our will.
They love winning more than anything else.
And we make people feel who we are.
You want a bunch of guys that love to win, and they'll do whatever it takes to put themselves in that position.
I have on the field! Stop walking on my field!
That's what it means to play like a Titan.
Coming to a theater near you, Brian Callahan and Denard Wilson as Coach Boone and Coach Yost in Remember How Bad the Titans Were. I joke. I kid. One thing I did notice, though, was they had all these sit-down interviews and things. Every cut from Borgonzi and Brinker that was in this video was from their press conference. It's almost like Borgonzi and Brinker were like, yeah, no, we're not going to waste any time with this because I think this thing's stupid. At least I hope that's how it went. Again. Phone line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. One texter says, hey, bud, I've taken a break from your show this week until now, and you're still busting on the Titans on everything they do. This time for what I thought was an enjoyable video. Your constant negativity on the team is warranted and probably keeps your listeners entertained. For me, I really can't take it. You're such a broken record of negative takes. I encourage you to mix it up. It's got to help your soul with more optimism. So I understand that, but it's not like we haven't had positive Titan discussions on the program. I mean, we had a positive Titan discussion about Cam Ward's 5 a.m. wake-up call. In which, again, I didn't get so into it saying, like, oh, he must be the best quarterback in the league because he wakes up at 5 a.m. But I talked about how I enjoyed the fact that it's everybody else around Cam Ward that highlights how hard Cam Ward works, and Cam Ward just goes to work. Is that not positivity? And when I read texts like that, I'm like, are you really saying, hey, it might be nice if you put in some positivity? Or are you really saying, like, I want you to be positive all the time because I want to pretend that my team is going to be good this year? Because I cannot do that. I cannot pretend for you that the Titans are going to be good. Mike from Shelbyville says, is Denard Wilson aware that intelligence is a noun and the rest of the acronym are adjectives? I never thought about it like that, so if I didn't think about it, I'm going to assume Denard Wilson probably didn't think about it. For whatever that's worth. That one, I'm not going to throw the Titans under the bus. This is my favorite text. One texter says, this team is a sleepover at the facility away from me finding a new team to root for until Brian Callahan is gone. I got to tell you, I like Brian Callahan. I say this every time, and then it's almost like I say this. It's like saying with all due respect, but it's really not with respect. And I do like Brian Callahan. I do. But some of this stuff is just so hokey. Like, some of it is just so Pop Warner that I'm like, dude, can we actually watch game film and not Barney around the facility? And the moment that it first kind of hit me was last year after the Jets game. Levis rolls the ball on the ground a week after he pissed the game away against the Bears. And Brian Callahan on the cameras is shown screaming at Levis. And John Glennon asked the question in the press conference on the Monday after the Jet game. John Glennon asked the question of, do you now think that as a coach, that as the head coach, you've got to be more aware of the cameras when you yell at someone? He's like, yeah, you know, and I really hate that that got picked up by the cameras. And I remember sitting there thinking, you hate that it got picked up? And Kaharsky, to his credit, was like, why? Why did you hate that? And Callahan was like, well, because I didn't want people to see that. You know, I coach Will hard, but I also love him hard. And I thought, really? Like, this is a multi-billion dollar business. These are jobs. You get hired to get fired. Like, you got to win. I mean, I get why he cursed out Levis on the field. I mean, I was kind of glad he did it. And then he's just sitting there like being like, yeah, I wish the cameras didn't see me say the F word to Will Levis. And it's like, dude, not everything. This is not Little League and T-ball where we're not even allowed to say if a team wins or not. One texter says, Denard Wilson told them to write this down because they didn't know how to spell Titans last year. And he gave the same speech, but they stunk because apparently they forgot to write it down. That's my favorite part. The, hey, write this down. Hey, this is important now. Write this down. One text says, do you prefer us sounding like the Jaguars' corny GM? I prefer none of it. I prefer just like, hey, here are the expectations if you want to see. I think Cam's like that. Like Cam, I don't know Cam, but I just get the sense that he's a straight shooter. He doesn't worry about making everybody feel happy all the time. He just tells everybody exactly what he thinks they need to know in that given moment. And that I like. And that is efficient. That is what I appreciate. Let's go to Mitch, who's up next here on our program. Mitch, thank you for calling and waiting. Go ahead.
Jared, I don't understand the frustration. They are just trying to be champions at life. And let's let them do it, please.
And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. That is very Butch Jones. And again, it's like, I'll never forget. And this, you know what? That's a great call. How long was that call on the air for, Reed? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? How long was that call?
No, 3, maybe 4.
That was a great call. Because one of my biggest problems with the Callahan administration has been how Butch Jonesian at times it feels like. And I will never forget when Tennessee got beat by A&M. This, I think, was 2016. And Tennessee lost in overtime. They were both top 10 teams. They were both undefeated. I think they were both like 5-0 at the time. It was CBS. And Tennessee went on the road to A&M, fumbled the football like 6 times and lost the game. And they lost it in overtime. And Butch Jones said after the game, well, I mean, that's the number 8 team in the country. And we turned the ball over 5 times. So imagine if we didn't turn it over 5 times. And I'm like, dude, you did turn it over 5 times. That's the problem. Not imagine what would have happened if we hadn't turned it over. No. You did turn it over 5 times. We don't need to take a positive out of everything. And I'll never forget when Butch was kind of on that run of polishing turds. It was during a commercial break. And Floyd was looking out the window at the studio. And I said to him, I go, Floyd, if you were GM, do you think you could hire Butch Jones? And he just stares out the window and goes, Butch isn't really my kind of guy. And that was all I needed to hear. And when it comes to some of this stuff with Callahan and his group, it feels very Butch Jonesian. And that's the most compact and honest way I can give it to you. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number on the program. We have to get to the single worst take I have ever heard on this radio station. And it came out of the mouth of Joe Rexroad when I was on this morning at 7 o'clock. We have not touched on this today because we've had a lot of stuff to get to, but we've got to talk about this, and so we will. Stillman & Company, 1025, 106 for the game. I want you to give me a statement as to why you think basketball is a good product. Right now, the NBA, no. The current NBA game, give me a statement. Robbie, do you want to guess why I'm asking Joe to give me a statement here?
I'm sure you're going to play it later.
Yeah, we're going to have Ian cut it, and we're going to play it. So, Joe,
we've already talked
defend
about
the
it.
NBA. Go.
Hey, Jared, shut up. Thanks. We've already talked about it. LD from McMinnville says, please ask Jared about his comparison to Cam Ward. Maybe we should talk about your hard work, Jared. How about that? Why don't you cut that
out? So you don't want to defend the
NBA.
I've already talked about it.
Go back and listen.
Well, the people in the car right now weren't the people that were in the car at 6:20, so they want to know right now. You bury Jared. Your defense of the NBA in comparison to what the NBA used to be, which the NBA used to be great, and now the NBA, hate to say it, kind of stinks. And you bury it at 6 o'clock, and now you will not defend it today.
I mean, you are seriously like a carnival barker. I don't even know. What are you talking about? You don't dictate what I say on my show, and I've already talked about it. And it's a great product. I don't have to say anything else. It's a great product.
What makes it a great product, Joe?
Great players, great teams, different styles of play. There's way more variance in how teams defend teams now. There's different styles of play. It's the highest talent level it's ever been. The teams now would destroy the teams that I love from my youth. Destroy them.
That was Joe Rexroad this morning. This morning on Robbie and Rexroad, I went on the program, and Joe Rexroad made the comment that basketball nowadays is better than basketball used to be. And I could not believe myself when Joe Rexroad said that. Could not believe it when he said that. I'm like, look, the NBA Finals last night, mildly entertaining. You know, I kind of kept one eye on it, one eye off. I wasn't all in on it or whatever. But I have talked, you know, TD and I were sitting up at the Sounds press box yesterday talking about, man, remember when Kobe used to play Sacramento and just those used to be wars and Portland versus the Lakers and the Bulls and the Knicks and the, like, we were talking about that, like, man, remember when? And Joe Rexroad today, with a straight face, said that the NBA is a better product in basketball right now than it used to be. And I couldn't believe it. I don't usually look at the text line when I go on Robbie and Rex Road, but I had to pull it up this morning because I was like, I got to know. I got to know what the text line is saying. And the text line was basically like, Joe, I never agree with Jared on anything, but this is ridiculous. The idea that the NBA is better now than the NBA used to be. And then last night, or earlier, he was talking about, you know, Jordan would still be good today, but he wouldn't be Michael Jordan today. I don't know, man. Michael Jordan played 82 games and dropped 30 points a game for 82 games, then would play an entire playoffs, drop 35 points, win the championship, and do the same thing a year later. And after the 1992 title, he went to Barcelona, did it in the Olympics, and then came back and did it again in 1993. You're telling me that the guys today that have to load manage their way through a season would have been able to play the game like Michael Jordan? give me a break. And I have to ask, you tell me what's better. Last night's NBA Finals game, which was a good NBA Finals game. And I like this Tyrese Halliburton because I like the fact that all the players came out, the entitled NBA players came out and said he was the most overrated player and he has done nothing but shove his foot up the entire NBA's Eastern Conference and now the best team in the league, OKC, just put his foot up their rear ends this entire playoffs, which I appreciate. But you tell me what's better, last night's game or Kobe and Shaq? Last night's game or Michael Jordan and the Bulls? Last night's game or LeBron in Miami versus Tim Duncan in the San Antonio Spurs? NBC has acquired half of TNT's package, which means that every other year, NBC will get a conference final. The NBA finals will not be on NBC. And in the other years, it'll be on Amazon. They'll get some games of the week, Sunday night basketball. They'll put games on Peacock. And yet, they are bringing everything back from the 90s. They have hired Michael Jordan as a contributor, which I can promise you was not cheap. They have brought back the old NBA on NBC music, which if you know that round ball rock, you know. You hear that and you just think about Michael Jordan dominating somebody. And then I think of Marv Albert, you know, sitting there talking about, with the czar of the telestrator, Mike Fratello. I mean, just, oh, it just brings me back to the days of the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase, just when basketball used to be pure and competitive, and it was physical, and there were good players, and it wasn't just shooting a bunch of threes all the time. And instead, Joe Rexroad's trying to tell me that this league where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jason Tatum are running the show is a better product than Larry Bird. Joe is trying to say that. You want to know why NBC is bringing back every element? The voice of NBC, like the guy that would bring you into the game, they would play that beautiful John Tesh NBA on NBC theme, and then there would be this voice. Tonight, it's game four of the NBA on NBC with the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. That guy passed away 8 years ago, and they are going to use AI for his voice. They've cleared it with the family. They are going to use AI so that next year when the NBA is on NBC, you'll get the same. It's the NBA on NBC. Tonight, it's Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks. Again, that guy died. Thank you. And they're putting it in there because they want to tug on all of our heartstrings from when basketball was great. And basketball stinks now. And I know it's not me. And I know it's not you. And I know because we all still love college basketball. It's the players. It's the game. It's boring. And instead, Joe's trying to tell me that, oh, no. This day, these guys are better than Magic Johnson. Give me a break. The 90s Bulls would crush these two teams playing right now. I mean, they would have to take an extra day off. You know how they get a day off in between games? They'd have to take an extra day off if they were playing the 90s Bulls because Dennis Rodman and Horace Grant or Scottie Pippen would rough them up so bad on the defensive end. And don't tell me that these guys, now Halliburton's got some killer instinct in him for sure, but don't tell me these guys have Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan's mentality. Giannis won a title. Then what? Nothing. Anthony Edwards folded in the Western Conference Final. Luka can't get his big tush in shape. But yeah, these guys are better than Jordan and Kobe. Give me a break. 615-737-1025. Chad Withrow joins us next. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106 of the game.